This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October the 22nd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 25. It says there, "Therefore he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Such a high priest truly meets our need." NIV, end of quote. In June 2012, Tyler Sullivan, a fifth grader, skipped his school on a Friday and went with his dad, Ryan Sullivan, to see the then president speaking at the Honeywell factory in Minneapolis. His father worked there. The twin got an opportunity to shake hands with Obama. Obama figured out the boy skipped school and wrote a note to the boy's teacher. And it said like this, "Mr. Ackerman, please excuse Tyler. He was with me." End of quote. President wrote the note in official presidential stationery. I am sure the teacher, Mr. Ackerman, accepted the excuse note. Don't you agree? How often a president intercede or intervene on behalf of an elementary school boy who skipped school? Our today's Bible insight says, He, Jesus, is able to save completely those who come to God through Him, because He always lives to intercede for them. End of quote. You see, if you come to God through Jesus Christ, He will save you completely. Because Jesus lives, He can always intercede for you. Unlike people or human spiritual leaders, Jesus does not have a restriction of time. You see, people do not always live. They die and disappear. However, Jesus lives always. In short, Jesus is available 7 days, 24 hours, anytime to save you fully and completely. He is just a prayer away from you. When Satan and people accuse you, Jesus steps in the heavenly court and reminds his blood that paid it all. I see in my imagination what Tyler got on that day. Jesus Christ says like this, "Father God, please excuse Sam. He belongs to me." You see, some troubles are our own makings. The boy skipped school and went to see the president during his school time. And another case is we do not work and we are unable to pay for our basic needs. We use illegitimate means to earn money and end up in prison. We want to live like others and buy in credit card and end up in bankruptcy. Some other troubles come out of obedience to Jesus as well. The disciples obeyed Jesus and set out to the other shore per his command and faced with severe storms all night. Being a child of God is not a trouble-free life. Jesus himself warned and said this, "In this world, you will have troubles." However, he also said, "Do not fear, because he had overcome the world." John 16:33. You see, Jesus went up to pray all night in the mountain after sending them out to the other shore. He was actively involved, interceding on their behalf. Then he came as the answer to them in the twilight hours, walking on the water early in the morning. Where was Jesus? He was watching, praying, and interceding for them when they were faced with the storm. The promise of God is this: Jesus is able to save completely and fully and entirely if he would come to God through Jesus Christ, his Son. Why? Did you notice that wonderful phrase there? It says, "He always lives to intercede for them." He always lives. He always available to listen to you. People in the olden days used to go to their priests in Israel when they had troubles or marred with sins. However, human priests did not live forever. Jesus, the eternal Son of God, who was in existence from the eternity past, came down to this earth and lived here for about 30 plus years to save you. After his death, burial, and resurrection, he ascended into heaven, Acts 1, 9-11, and lives forever to help and protect you. He is the permanent high priest in the presence of God in heaven, interceding praying and advocating for His children. Beloved, He can truly meet all your needs, no matter what. When you pray to God in the beautiful and miraculous name of Jesus, the alarm goes off in heaven. The whole of heaven gives attention to the prayer dispatched in the name of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus then steps and advocates on your behalf because He paid and bought you with His blood. The blood tie is stronger than all other links, don't you agree? Did you establish that blood tie with Jesus Christ, who shed blood for your sins and mistakes? Beloved God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please save me from my problems and troubles. I know when I pray in the name of Jesus, heaven shakes. Such is the power of the name of Jesus Christ, your eternal Son. And I believe Jesus came to this world, died, buried, and rose again for my sins. I ask you to save me, Lord. Forgive my sins and save me today. I fully trust you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.